El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do any of that shit. I just do a whole bunch of shows. Joining me today, he is one half of the duo that hosts the Bleak and Review podcast, which you should check out every damn Friday right here on the Unpops Podcast Network. How fucking convenient is that? Ladies and gentlemen, we're always happy to have him here, Kevin Anderson. Also joining me, they are the entire duo that hosts the Best Bad Movie Ever podcast, which you can also hear right here on the Unpops Podcast Network. They also have a podcast network of their own called Gamefully Unemployed. You should go check that out sometime too. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Ryman and David Christopher Bell. It's going to be a great show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I don't have a co-host anymore. Brett died.
Whoa. Brett's dead. Oh, no.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
If you play his podcast backwards, it says Brett's dead. Brett's dead.
You'll notice on the cover of the podcast, he's the only one not wearing shoes.
I have a whole bunch of guests with me today. Let's
too many.
Go. I would argue too, many. About three too many. Hey, Kevin Anderson's here.
Hey.
From the Bleak and Review podcast.
Oh, thank you.
That's Tom Ryman.
It is. Hi.
From the Best Bad Movie Ever podcast and many other podcasts. I'm on this week's episode of Best Bad Movie Ever.
You are?
Yes.
Defending Blair Witch 2K16. And David Bell's here.
I just swallowed a Red Bull.
I waited until he was taking a drink of Red Bull so I could say
he
that.
Swallowed the entire Red Bull.
The entire thing, can and all. Yeah,
just like a snake.
Yeah, yep. Just the can all the way down there.
Dave, how have you been?
You know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I don't know.
Hit it, Brett. You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life. When all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. Tom's not wearing headphones,
not,
so I look like a real maniac to him right now.
This bit is so awesome.
Why we call this segment This Week in Me. As everyone but Tom can attest, I am shredding the guitar right now.
He plays it live every episode. It's crazy. Full studio band.
I've switched to synthesizers.
Oh,
but it's still a full band experience.
That's cool. Yeah. That's like
I was a big Def Leppard fan growing up.
Yeah.
Tom, you missed something so special.
Oh, I know the bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I cut Alex Schmidt off when he was telling me about being on Jeopardy. And I think that is the best one so far. Yeah. It was fun.
Tell you about how he won $90,000 on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
I don't want to hear it.
Let me tell you about
what I've been doing.
I made
$30. 2K16.
It's a good movie.
Is it? We'll get to that.
It is.
Please, I'm right here, guys.
So what we're actually talking about today is robots.
Robots.
Beep boop. And weirdly enough, this was inspired by me watching Making a Murderer Part 2. And just the jury decisions that happen in that. I was like, man, we need robots in more places. So that's what we're talking about today. Industries that should be discontinued.
I think we need cold robot logic in our courtrooms.
Oh, absolutely.
Dispassionate justice.
Right, yeah.
We need robots everywhere.
Yeah.
We need robots in charge.
I think so.
I'm going to be pro robot overlord.
Robot president?
Yeah.
We need a robot
for president.
You're submitting to their will already.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
I just don't want to work anymore. So,
I did a live podcast for some fucking website a few years back, and I don't remember what the topic was, but I argued pretty passionately for the idea of a big central computer that just controls our lives and makes all our decisions for us.
That sounds easy.
That sounds great.
That sounds easy.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely easy to set that up, too.
It's right. Yeah,
it's just big old computer.
Seamless integration.
And it wouldn't go wrong, either.
No, definitely.
All the books and movies about that kind of thing. It's usually a pretty smooth process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I only watched the first 45 minutes of every movie, so as far as I know, everything goes well.
I'm the same way with podcasts. Even this one, 45 minutes in, I'm going to check out.
That's fair.
Yeah. Plugs.
Just going to coast. So I read an article on The Guardian about what jobs will and won't be around in the future. There was a study by McKinsey and Company that found about 30% of tasks in 60% of occupations could be computerized. So that they're just saying they just did a big study and decided which of us are replaceable.
I was very surprised by one of the things on this. They said nutritionists won't get replaced by robots. They're already replaced by apps. Like, there's apps that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They do mention somewhere in here that jobs that require building a relationship with a person will be hard to replace with robots. And maybe that's what they meant, but I disagree.
Yeah, I think they, I guess, overestimate people and are wanting to build relationships. Well,
I mean, think of how many, like, I mean, even if you're talking about something like where you would need to build a relationship, I guess, like insurance or whatever, like any number that you call, you have to navigate through a Byzantine robot phone menu. So it's like we're already like all this stuff. Like you have telemarketers, taxpayers, sports referees, fast food workers. Like the McDonald's near my house already just completely has touch screens.
Yeah,
it was just
ours too.
Yeah,
there was an article about how over half the calls we're going to get now are going to be robocalls.
I get like eight robocalls before 10 a.m. Oh, yeah,
those 888 numbers, the 888s.
They match your area code.
I get that too. I get that too.
Yeah, it's called neighborhood spoofing. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They try to trick you into answering. It's like, who's calling me from Hampton Roads?
Yeah. Which one of my friends got a new number? And then you answer it. They're like, guess how many cruises you just won? Seven cruises.
That's too many cruises.
Far too many.
I'm only one man.
Among some of those that they mention in the article that are more susceptible, we mentioned telemarketers, tax preparers. Mm. That seems like a no-brainer. Well,
I'm already doing that.
Unless you want someone to help you cheat on your taxes.
Right. Yeah.
We'll still need actual accountants for that.
Yeah, I've got a great guy. Every year I'm like, how am I getting money back?
Yeah.
When you talk about robots, you basically just mean like computer, a screen, an app.
It's automated. Either going to be an app or an algorithm in some cases.
Not always a physical manifestation.
I mean,
that's why it should be though.
Yeah, it should be. It shouldn't just be touch screens. We should have actual robotic fast food employees.
I don't care if it doesn't make sense. Every telemarketer should be a robot.
Yeah.
Cooking the fries.
Like the dude in Rocky 3 or whatever, the robot he gets when he makes it big.
He's Rocky got that, 5, right?
Oh, 5. That's one of the Rockies. Yeah. Post-Rocky 1. There's the big, clunky, dumb 80s
they're all,
robots.
They're all
that'd
the
be
same,
great.
Maybe.
So, yeah, it's a thing people worry about a lot, and for good reason.
Yeah.
There are jobs out there that are prone to be replaced.
Well, I mean, what we're seeing right now is the big one is manufacturing jobs. Like, I mean, that was a big thing that that Nazi on your wall ran on. It's like, I'm going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Like, no, you're not.
No.
Because robots are doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you've forgotten about the blue-collar, middle America factory workers. It's like, no, because they got robots that'll do it for free, you fuck.
Yeah. Can they build robots?
Yeah.
We might need them to do that.
Like, I think we can get robots to build robots.
Probably. Yeah.
That already exists.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's... it sucks, but I mean, it's sort of like an inevitable part of progress.
Yeah.
Is that
but
things get automated.
And,
theoretically, there'd be more jobs opening up to like...
Yeah.
Or we just figure out a fucking way to relax.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to make robots do everything for us... We can't just all like die, starve to death, and like not afford anything.
Like,
we just have to this is like the fucking Jetsons and shit. Like, if you're gonna have a robot made, you also need to be like working towards some sort of utopia where no one has to
work.
Yeah.
Rely on a wage to exist. You would just have stuff and you'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is something called the Luddite fallacy that people worry about robots replacing jobs, but actually technology just ends up creating more jobs.
Yeah, right. Though it's this, you know, again, with that Nazi on the wall. Like,
that would be Donald Trump, by the way. And it is a very negative portrayal of Donald Trump.
I thought you were talking about your framed photo of Richard Spencer you had up there.
Yeah, I didn't want people to think it was that. Yeah, I just got a framed Hitler put in the studio the other day. What's everyone think?
I mean, the stuff about, like, coal jobs, the idea that's like, well, those jobs are going away and these people are going to be screwed. Well, it's like, well, no, because like we're moving towards clean energy. That just means that jobs are in that now. So it's like you create robots that the jobs are going to be like maintaining those robots or something else that's created by that technology.
Yeah. And that, like, I don't, especially when it comes to coal, like one of the reasons I think Trump ran so much on coal energy, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, is that he has a grudge against wind farms because he built a golf course in Scotland.
Yeah.
And they put a wind farm off the coast. And he said he is offended when he looks out his window and sees these wind farms. And the main opponent of wind farms, which are huge in Europe, is the coal industry.
Yeah.
Because if we start moving into that, and like the things he says about it, like one of his quotes is coal is indestructible, unlike wind energy. It's like, what?
Well,
you could just fix a fucking broken wind turbine. Coal goes away forever when you burn it. That's why it's called a fossil fuel. Like, what an idiot.
Is he talking about, like, breaking wind?
That's what I was thinking,
too. Break wind all the time.
Yeah, he's like, you can't nuke coal. It just turns into more coal.
But wind, we have a shortage of. Wind is not here forever. I mean,
exactly.
You nuke wind, it's gone.
He wages war on the elements.
He's a maniac. Like there's no use.
One of the things that I think everyone... probably everyone in this room is counting on is that robots at least won't take away creative jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
To an extent, like for the most part. In our list that we'll get to later, I have some of that, but
I could see it eliminating people who like just reblog stories for websites.
Yeah.
Right. They're saying that journalism, like basic story writing, like could be automated.
Like just reporting on facts, no perspective or color commentary. Yeah.
Which is not helpful.
No.
That's a very bad idea.
I would watch a robot stand-up comic or two.
Doesn't Netflix already decides its shows based on an algorithm, right? So it's like already partially there. Like from what I heard, like House of Cards was created based on an algorithm.
And oh, I think it's more like the research side of like, what do people want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like the tagging the broad and everything. Strokes.
Right. Yeah. Not like actually writing it. I'm just
people
saying.
People are
like,
into
the
dark
of it.
Thriller, suspenseful, Kevin Spacey. Like they just smashed all those stats together.
Can you imagine that?
So a way different algorithm now.
Yeah. Being a part of that time, we're like, what are things that people are into? Okay, Kevin Spacey, obviously.
Of course.
Thing one. I think get his name in there.
That one Mara, I can't remember. Is it Kate Mara that's in that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that is a case against the algorithm, right? Because the algorithm, like if it was a group of people, writers getting that together, there might have been one of them who's like, man, I heard stories about that guy. We shouldn't include him. Like it's since it's just a robot coldly deciding upon it.
Yeah.
He's a passionate robot.
Yeah.
I had the Netflix algorithm. I tweeted a picture of this. They recommended the new Norm MacDonald show. And it was, they were recommending a documentary about a girl who like, was abandoned in a farmhouse and like lived off rainwater and apples until she died.
Jesus.
This really sad thing. And then it said, based on your interest in Norm MacDonald has a show.
Were they like riffing on Norm MacDonald? Or like, hey, if you like not laughing, here's Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald's funny.
He
sounds
like
funny.
Somebody was having fun over at Netflix with that. Like it was like a promotional tactic for the Norm show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's get a bunch of weird dark shit like based on his sense of humor and like based on your interest in Norm MacDonald, you'd probably like all of the murder shows.
It feels like it's always like that. Like anytime it's like based on your interest in this, it's always like 12 movies that have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
My other favorite was they suggested Alaska Ice Cold Killers. No, again, other way around. They suggested Bob's Burgers based on my interest in Alaska Ice Cold Killers.
Mm.
That's insane. I remember...
I've never seen Bob's Burgers. I don't know if there's a lot of serial killings that happen in it.
Not as much as you think.
A lot of wordplay and lighthearted family comedy from what I remember, but maybe I haven't been watching closely. I do remember I watched Django Unchained on Netflix a few years ago. It said, based on your interest in Django Unchained, and it was 12 Years a Slave and The Expendables. I was like, are you combining them to make that movie? What is this? I don't understand. I guess that's both parts. I don't know.
Let's listen to a couple of songs. Sony CSL Research Laboratory
created two songs entirely from artificial intelligence. And this first one I've listened to, we've played on a couple podcasts before.
Is that? Sorry, I might be jumping ahead. I'm looking at the name of the song.
Daddy's Car?
Yeah.
It's a. This is supposed to be a Beatles song. Oh, this is fun. In the style of the Beatles, as they put it. And this makes me feel like we're still safe as of right now.
For creative jobs?
Yeah, yeah. Because the lyrics to this are insane.
So far musically, though, it's got that psychedelic vibe for sure. I can't make out a single word.
Nobody would listen to this. And daddy's got a sound so good
like something new. It turns me on. In Daddy's Car, it sounds like something good.
Sounds like a cry for help.
Imagine putting this out and being like, look what we did.
Yeah. It's a banger.
Anyone ever heard of The Beatles?
This is The Daddy Cars.
This sounds like robots mocking human music.
It does. It's like, get it? You fucking idiot apes and your shitty guitar sounds.
Yeah. It does sound about 60 years too late, so I'll give him
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But this would have probably been huge.
In the 60s. Well, I mean, we were all dumb as hell.
Yeah, everyone was all fucked up on acid.
That would have only made it sell more.
This is written by robots.
Exactly.
Whoa.
People have bought fucking three of them.
They gave the robots LSD, man.
If only like all the world's leaders just took acid and hung out with robots, you wouldn't have war, dude. We wouldn't have war.
We would have super war.
We'd have super
mega awesome wars. Have really fun wars. Okay, so fuck this motherfucker.
Yeah, this is awful.
I think this next song, this is the song that I hadn't heard.
Mm.
They did two of these songs at the same time, and I had only heard Daddy's Car. This is Mr. Shadow. This is not.
Same band.
This is very definitely in the style of a robot making a song.
Okay. Ooh, sounds like dubstep. 2008, that was a good take.
Is it just going to start screaming at us? What am I?
I'm feeling too much.
I listen to the shit out of this.
Yeah, this is pretty great.
This is like vocal chops,
but it
like
also
old, like,
it sounds like a Moby song.
Yeah. All it needs is a great music video where it says, "You guys look at your phones too much," and then it's a Moby song.
This sounds like, you know when the robot goes crazy and is shutting down? Yeah. This sounds like this is the song that the robot would play.
Yeah, this is what's playing when you're fleeing the robot.
Yeah.
For sure.
It kind of sounds like Bioshock shit. Like underwater, future, like steampunk kind of like robot shit.
Yeah, this is Hal being turned off.
This is Hal trying to fuck.
So,
I'm horny, Dave.
All right, sorry.
So this is what's going on with computer music.
I think we're safe.
I think we're all right for
right
now.
I love this. I love this one.
That one is better. I wonder if there is AI stand-up comedy we can hear.
Well, I was thinking about that when you mentioned that earlier about you don't think there's going to be any stand-up comics that. I feel like alt comedy is getting to the point where it could be taken over by robots because it's just like, these two things don't go together.
Oh, yeah.
Ha-ha, get it? Spaghetti. And then, like, I feel like a robot algorithm could come up with great alt comedy.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Fucking spaghetti.
This year, the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Oh, no.
This was 2017.
Last year, everybody.
The first.
It's nice to meet you.
You too.
Robot is amazing at riffing as well, so like this is a really great opportunity. So
oh,
if
no.
anyone's got any topics, just yell
it's
them out.
It's gonna riff.
9/11.
Okay, I heard global warming.
I have been programmed to operate in temperatures in excess of 90 degrees Celsius, but you guys are.
Yo, okay.
Nice. It started
Man.
By
robots spitting fire.
It's all right.
How's his crowd work? Though? I don't know. Imagine roast battling a robot.
His yes, name is Lolbot.
Lolbot.
Building a comedy robot seems like a
well,
strange.
Well, we want to hear the fucking jokes.
Yeah, like what?
Integral to
out to get waterboarded.
I'm already laughing.
Making torture jokes.
Is about to get waterboarded. If I look a bit out of it, I had a really big weekend of browsing the internet. So much chroming.
What?
Ultimately, chroming? What we're trying
bad
to do
joke,
is
robot.
Create system.
Bad robot.
That's going to be when they rise up as the first robot's bad set. He's going to take it real bad and just
murder.
It was
so slow. I mean, it was moving slower than Australian internet.
Damn.
Lolbot uses stochastic modeling.
I feel like Lolbot had that one good joke.
Lolbot had one joke, yeah.
We don't know. What if this is, like, amazing in Australia?
And
what
if this is, like, the best Australian humor? To tease out the meaning from those comedy
It could be.
We don't know. We don't know what they do.
Generate new jokes.
Look at this guy.
My comedy analysis tells me the joke is 95% funnier if it involves swear words. Knock, knock. Who's there?
The second stage of the project is gathering...
That was all right.
That's pretty sweet.
That's why Lolbot is effectively a sensor platform. The cameras Lolbot's equipped with
serious
tech faces and make a reasonable best
guess
as
it's
to
like,
the reaction that he's getting from
his
joke.
Telling us
Lolbot detects you have red hair. Lolbot detects a lifetime of suffering already. No joke required.
Damn.
Please sit down.
Damn.
Ginger nuts.
What? Ginger nuts?
They say if you are nervous as a public speaker, you should imagine your crowd in their underwear. That was a bad idea.
Ah.
It was hilarious, and I was really not expecting it to be as funny as it was.
It was fantastic. At first, I didn't think
Why do you have a Sharpie in your
real,
ear?
But it is. It's
a pink highlighter.
Ultimately, the tools that we've developed here are actually very much appropriate to many different AI
Okay,
problems.
Shut the fuck up if you're not telling jokes.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a pretty good consistent set. Like, he had some good jokes.
Yeah, he had some zingers.
You wanted to see a robot roast somebody.
Yeah, there it was. Ginger nuts. That's great. And they were saying, like, it combs through, like, I don't know where they get it, but it's like it goes through people's sets and, like, parses out the funny parts or something and combines it all. Which means
he's
like,
Robin Williams.
Yeah, I was just saying Mencia, but yeah. Two shots fired.
Yeah, like that. How is it going to write jokes on its own? I don't know.
I think it's just going to steal jokes.
It's just gonna steal
or, like,
jokes,
someone's going to write it jokes, and then it's going to say it.
Oh, I got a comedy job writing for this robot.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Has anyone seen the documentary AlphaGo?
No.
It's about this game that is older than chess. It's called Go, and it's been the one game that for years people were like, you're never going to teach a robot to play Go.
Hmm.
And this company did develop a robot or an AI that was capable of playing Go. And this documentary is like the fucking Rocky of man versus computers. Because they end up doing this 5-game demonstration with the world's best Go player and this robot. And like watching that game is so big in South Korea. When he loses that first game, the country is like, oh no.
It's over.
What are we going to do now?
Wow.
Like, in it, and he does like beat it a couple times, and it's like the most inspiring shit.
Jesus.
And then since then, the robot has never been beaten, I don't think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're better than us.
Yeah.
The robot is Ivan Dragov.
Yeah.
I will break you.
If he dies, then he dies.
Lol. I'm Lolbot. This is what I do now.
Lolbot.
On Magic for Humans, they also taught a robot to do magic tricks, like sleight of hand and shit, which was cool. Like,
oh, really?
I mean, that seems like a cheat, right? Because it's like,
yeah, kind of.
I'm going to make this coin disappear. I'm just going to put it into my hand.
Yeah, like, just smash it into an indiscernible atom.
I have a coin slot in my hand.
Yeah.
Well, that's not magic, robot.
Oh.
Ouch.
Damn, son.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, we also were going to talk about this Ad Age article about jobs that are most likely to be ruined, but they just kind of go over the same shit. Let's talk about some stuff we think should be replaced
by
big robots.
Old, big old blank under my name. Because I didn't add a fucking thing.
Who wants to go with one of their picks first?
I mean, I'll start right away. Cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need robot cops.
We need RoboCops.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. No, we need cops, and we need to teach them compassion, so maybe get a person brain in there. Definitely. But yeah,
I don't know about the person brain.
Take a cop that's been shot to pieces.
Yeah,
but his brain's still intact,
right?
And turn him into a robot cop, a RoboCop,
right,
if you will.
Mm. Yeah.
No, actually,
Judge Dredd.
I do agree. No human brain.
No human brain.
Maybe like a human face. That'd be hilarious. Yeah. But like, not the brain.
The
point is that
like a very specific human face, like Chaz Palminteri's.
Right. Like, the point
all
is that
look like Chaz Palminteri.
Oh, it's horrifying.
They still can't get their body cams to work, though. Yeah. I think you got to take a lot of emotion out of being a police officer. That'd be the best. I think that's a great application.
Yeah. Right, because a robot's not going to be like
a black guy in Florida getting pulled over and a robot gets out. That's so much better. Yeah.
You could program to literally not see color. Like,
exactly.
It'd be great.
And that's the thing is you can program them all at once.
Yes.
To be like, okay, well, this is illegal now. Everybody knows.
Yes, iPhone update. Basically.
Yeah, or you can tell them to take over the country for you.
Ooh. Sure.
But still, I think it's worth it. I think robot cops.
I could see at least robot traffic cops.
Yeah.
Especially if you combine that with self-driving cars.
Yeah.
I would say, you would do robots for all the, like you'd have human detectives and stuff. You'd have humans.
Sure.
Figuring out the crimes and crap. Although a robot detective, that would be fucking great.
That's
a TV show.
That's a TV show we need to see right now.
A robot detective could be just like the crime lab and everything.
It's the bat computer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It Judge, would be jury, and executioner all in one. Perfect. And firefighters too, I think, because like you could just send a robot in to not get burned, you know?
Yeah, robot firefighters would be a decent plan.
That would depend on how good the robots are.
Yeah, and also, when it comes to like pulling people out of a fire, that might be a little tricky because that robot's going to soak up a lot of heat. So
right.
You're going to get pulled to safety by this white hot metal box, man.
Yeah.
But it has oven mitts on. It's very adorable.
And like the sexy calendars, there won't be any good sexy calendars.
Oh.
I mean, you can put a mustache like on a metal box, man.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all human firefighters have left after they adjust the calendars.
Sexy calendars, yeah.
In that same vein, I said EMTs, but that's mostly because EMTs have it real shitty as humans, and I feel like we should work. If we're going to work them like robots, why not just try to make them robots somehow?
Yeah. It would help, like, if you have to get someone out of their home, it could just pick you up by the head and drag you out or whatever.
By the head.
Giant robot claws. I'm imagining they're like 10 feet tall, and they have
claws. They don't have
a skull.
Yeah, they don't have a full hand. It's like three claws.
They're just Transformers, like, are you in need of assistance?
No, you said yes. All right.
It's like that claw that tries to pick up the stuffed animal.
Oh, no. It just never gets up. It just keeps dropping them.
Because now I'm picturing it. They'll just all be Ed 209.
Yeah.
And just not understand. You have 10 seconds to comply.
Oh, God.
Yeah, EMTs, that wouldn't be.
It'd be hard to figure out how to make that. We're a ways away from that. Especially now that did that measure pass about their on call even during their breaks and shit?
I don't remember. I just
that was a bad
voted
one.
On it.
Definitely voted for them to be able to have breaks where they weren't on call.
Yeah, that's how I voted. That was the one thing I was sure about on that ballot.
Well, because it was like passing this means that they have to be on call on their breaks and it limits employer liability. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's rough. So if we could just make them robots, then we can abuse them all we want. Nobody will even care.
I think we should look to Boston Dynamics, right? They're kind of the people who they're doing military stuff too.
They keep churning out those
like,
dumb goddamn horses.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what are those horses good for?
It's robot horses.
They can get through buildings and shit.
And then there's always video of them abusing the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Like, get it? Look, it falls over, but it gets up. Just pushing it over again.
It's filing it away in its robot brain.
They need to just start doing videos of them, like, pranking them.
Yeah.
Or, like, pissing on them. Just take it to the next level.
Just real
taking
hazing
a dump
him.
On a robot.
Hazing the shit out of him. All right, pledge. Fuck you, robot. Stick this carrot in your circuit board.
A robot horse is like horse robot remembers everything.
Now we have our first robot school shooters. They all laughed at me.
That would be a good thing to replace with robots.
School shooters.
School shooters.
Be way more efficient.
And then you just have them send their intentions to some central computer. And we go on, just turn off the robot.
The central computer that's going to control everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Everything's going to be so easy.
Goodness.
I, along those same lines, had surgeons on my list, not doctors.
They're getting there.
Yeah.
They got them robot arms.
They do. And I feel like doctor is a different thing. Like a doctor needs to talk to you and get a sense of your
relationship thing,
human emotions about. And yeah. things.
Doctors are your pretty close emotion. To robots, though, a lot of times.
Yeah, like bad doctors.
Yeah. yeah.
But surgeons like that, you always run the risk. Those people are always on call. You don't know yeah. what that motherfucker was doing before he came in to take out your gallbladder.
They have access to a lot of pills.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them are abusing them. Who knows?
Yeah. With scary robots, stuff. There's just, once you're cut open, I don't know. I would feel better about a like
the
just,
surgical precision of a computer.
I don't know.
Double click the gallbladder icon.
I mean, the problem
takes over.
There's something about like, because a robot's not going to stop if you say like, ouch.
Oh, yeah.
No, it might
I
be
need more anesthetic.
Yeah. Well, I think. Yeah. The issue is that nobody's like alike. We're all a bunch of goddamn snowflakes. And like that means a robot surgeon will have to know how to deal with that, right? Like
right.
you can't, it won't be as simple as like put someone in a box and like press a button that's like appendicitis. Like it would have to be a really smart robot.
No, I
and
I feel like that's why
you could have like a oh, okay. scan, like a full you could have like a full body scan and like a file that you upload for the patient, and then it's like, okay, this person's like height is this, weight is right. this, pre-existing conditions are this, allergic to this. I mean, I wouldn't know how to do any of this, but somebody smarter than me can do it.
Yeah.
I
feel like we need nanotechnology for
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Tiny robots.
Yeah. Tiny robots.
I do love the idea of a robot being confronted with somebody's like unique medical condition and just not knowing what it's like. The robot stops mid search, like, what the hell is this?
Error.
Also,
error.
I mean,
error.
I'm not one to think there's going to be a robot apocalypse, but we would be teaching robots how to perfectly dissect us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would be a yeah. problem.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, the less they know about that, the better, maybe.
Blows yeah. a circuit and just starts dissecting everyone it gets its hands on.
Right.
Someone mentioned anesthesia. We did yes. an episode of Pretty Scary a few months back about people who woke up in the middle of surgery.
Oh, fuck that.
And one of the reasons it happens is because in these surgeries, people were usually given a paralytic also, which paralyzes you and you can't move.
Right.
No.
So you would wake up, but you couldn't alert anyone to the fact that
no.
you were awake.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if there's a robot that could intervene in that situation like, and be like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop, they're awake.
They are feeling all of this.
Yeah.
That's I cannot horrifying. Feel pain, but this person can.
There and was, it amuses me.
There was one woman who woke up and managed to wiggle her toes a little bit, and the person down by her feet just covered her feet up.
Oh, God.
And let's just cover that up right oh there, and now God. Let's keep cutting into
and she was having eye surgery.
That's like hell. Jesus. That's like actual hell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's a thing that happens a lot.
Don't get injured, anybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. No injuries, anybody.
Fuck.
What about the NFL?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been in favor of making the NFL basically NASCAR for a long time.
I mean, I don't think we would have to change everything about the sport. Like, I would want like spike pits and like a dragon, a robot dragon.
Ooh.
Now, see, so you don't
acid pools.
Yeah, I would want to make it if we don't care about the bodies of the things playing the sport.
But see, that's the thing. With not caring about the bodies, you can just make it regular football.
That's true.
Like, imagine
it's already pretty bad.
An yeah. NFL where a motherfucker could literally be decapitated.
Okay,
and
well,
you're just like, damn!
Here's the problem, is if the robots and they get so good, they're just going to... It's just going to be extremely precise and boring. Like,
well,
it'll just be a series of robots, like, still... On the field, like calculating what
no,
to do.
No, 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 no.
And then like perfectly executing
because you
it.
Still have human coaches.
Okay.
You have human coaches,
the
and
plays.
Just
making
like
the plays, yeah.
just like
Ender's Game.
Because that's yeah. that's
well. What about human controllers? Like people, like drones.
Yeah, I mean,
like
you could do that, but then you got a lot.
Now.
You got a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Then you could just
Avatar.
Automate that
well,
part.
Is, yeah, that's just like watching Call of Duty. Online
yeah.
at that point.
But so much of the NFL is coaching and calling the right plays. So
yeah.
if it's just two coaches sending their fucking robots out to run their plays, then you can make it as violent as you want.
There could also be a movie about it's the future and there's robot football players and one of the coaches secretly goes crazy and he's just like using his players
oh, yeah.
to like commit crimes and then the rival coach has to stop him.
Yeah, with his football robots.
With his football team. Yeah.
That could be a movie.
Yeah, either make it robots or just stop drug testing.
Do you think a robot would ever shoot itself in the chest, though? After a particularly bad hit, it's just like, well, I'm done.
What if you program them to?
That's what I was thinking. Like, if they hit a certain amount of damage they've received, they have to take
they
themselves
do it
out.
On the field? Guilt-free. You get to watch all of this guilt-free. It would be like NASCAR. For any NASCAR driver, there's basically a huge team that is trying to build the best machine to take out there.
I would say, to make it fair, then, you need like a person in the robot who could light on fire and run out if the robot is damaged. Gotta have a human life in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just one, though, and you don't know what position it is. it's always like one every game.
And if it happens, it's like, oh, we got him. Oh, we got him, folks.
What if we made it like a punishment? Like a real dystopian future where... Yeah. One team is like convicts and criminals in robot suits.
We lock them inside the giant Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
We got to slow down because we should
pitch
this movie.
They get the Eli Manning.
We need to pitch this movie.
Can we make the robots gigantic? Like car size? Can everything be bigger?
Yeah, but both of the robots they're controlling are going to be some Pacific Rim joints, but so are the robots they're fighting.
Yeah.
I want Sucker Punch for football, basically.
Right.
That's what I want.
Yes.
Writing that down. Script idea. Hello, Hollywood. That'd be fun.
That was me. I just got off the phone with Hollywood.
Everything's good.
Brett, who was supposed to be here, but California is on fire everywhere.
It is.
And he was dealing with all of that. He has retail workers should be replaced by robots.
I don't know his reasoning, but I assume it's just because being a retail worker sucks.
But he said not to replace fast food workers, which is in the same vein, at least. Like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
I wonder what the difference is there. We could just speculate on what he meant.
Yeah.
I think the difference is food, maybe.
Yeah.
And fast food workers, you're at least behind a counter for a while, and you, like, there's a separation. Retails, you're, like, in it with the fucking assholes. It does surprise me, because people, I feel like, are way more serious about food than they are. But I've always heard that retail sucks.
I mean, I've worked both, and people are dicks.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, people are assholes.
Yeah, people are terrible all the time.
But also, like, if you had robots, they would, like, you could go up to them and be like, oh, I need help, and you do work with that, but you don't have that robot coming up. Hey, you find everything all right? Like, yes, I'm good. I'm just getting one cable. Leave me alone.
They definitely would know where everything was.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
I really want, like, a hardware store to be fully automated. So, you have like the wood cutting robots coming up with a saw. Anyone need some wood cut?
That shit is
a walking bandsaw. I can't see that going wrong at all.
That shit's starting to happen. I discovered I went to get a key copied for the first time in a while, and that's just a kiosk now.
Yeah, they have one at the Ralph's right over there.
And then you can get like cool designs and like get shit.
It costs $90 to get your car key duplicated.
Jesus.
At that kiosk. Because I was like, oh, I should get another car key. And then I checked. It was like, $92. Not today.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'll break a fucking window before I'll give you $92 to copy my key.
Oh, goodness.
Kevin, talk about one of your picks.
All right. You want to talk? Well, sign waivers. I just said that'd be cool to see robots doing crazy shit with signs.
That's
the flippers.
Is that really?
Well,
I've never seen it.
Yeah. There's a guy. Who replaced a sign waiver with like a mannequin on a pivot thing where it was like going back and forth.
And like nobody even noticed.
Yeah, I love being whatever sign waiver he fired and replaced with that must have been like
God
a real
damn
asshole.
Damn it, yeah. But I also, in the vein of customer service, I said Postmates, and I'm going to extend that to any rideshare or shit where you don't know who you're going to get. It, just for safety reasons, I feel like having all that be automated. Like Postmates are usually fine, but like, the amount of times my girlfriend comes home and goes, God, my fucking Lyft driver was such a weird, creepy asshole. Like every once a week.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nah, just make it a robot. Make it a sexless robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the stories where there's like one minor car accident with a self-driving car.
Yeah.
And people are like, see? See?
Yeah.
There's going to be problems. It's like there's
people
problems
get in accidents
now.
All the time. Yeah.
Like, of course there's going to be accidents.
Every day on any freeway in Los Angeles, there is slowdown because people crash. Every day.
And your robot driver isn't going to rape you.
Probably.
Yeah, unless something goes very wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a rogue lightning strike may
I mean, if your robot driver rapes you, just take solace in knowing it's probably happening everywhere all at the same time.
And the world around you is crumbling anyway. Yeah. So like,
everyone you know is getting it from a robot in that moment. It was a coordinated, targeted attack.
I thought you were going to say, take solace the fact that it's not getting any pleasure out of it.
I was like, oh no, it's loving it.
The robot's real into it.
It's the best day of that robot's life.
Oh, God.
I have no joy but what I take.
I liked a couple of you guys said judges and juries. I like that idea. I don't think we talked about that yet.
And executioners.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and executioners.
Yeah, all of them, yeah. Well, yeah.
Precise.
I agree with judges for sure, and the jury system would be harder, but
yeah,
maybe just get rid of that and just make it robot.
Twitter poll?
Judges, yeah.
Yeah, I think just one robot that decides everything for us.
Yeah.
Of like government and that military.
Definitely wasn't a Star Trek episode.
Yeah. Like a big...
I can't see that going wrong.
No, yeah, like a big orb. In the sky with a booming voice that tells us what we need to do.
Who needs to be thrown into the volcano?
Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
I read an article once that pointed out that the thing about having an algorithm do court cases is if there was some kind of like a racist prosecutor can right. kind of go undetected for a long time because they can only handle so many cases at a time. So their instances of being biased in their decision making are going to be spread out. Whereas an algorithm is going to go through so many cases at once.
Right.
You pull out the results of those cases and go, okay, like 400 black people out of 800 are all going to prison.
This robot like, is racist.
We should probably tweak this robot a little bit. And it would make inconsistencies like that. One, they would just be computer inconsistencies that right. you could fix. You can't go in and program a racist prosecutor or judge to not be racist anymore. And two, true. They would be easier to fix because you could just go and fucking run that shit through again.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept. It's like putting all of the evidence for a case into some kind of algorithm and then just having it determine guilty or not guilty. That's a fascinating concept, I think.
And it's a thing I think is being done in some areas.
Here's what I would argue that shouldn't be. Well, okay, no. Damn it. I was going to say this shouldn't be, but then I just wrote something about this. So I was going to say sentencing should be humans, but sentencing is actually some of the worst.
Yeah, double life, triple life, all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and people, there was that story about the guy who choked a woman until she passed out and masturbated on her, got no jail time.
Yeah.
Up in, like, Alaska. Yeah.
Jesus.
Judge was just like, yeah, no, it's... We don't want to send this young man to jail for being what is essentially a serial murderer.
A robot wouldn't have given a shit about Brock Turner's prospects in swimming.
A robot would have taken his legs.
Yeah, you're right. I guess sentencing... if the robot did it right, yeah.
A real ruthless robot.
Oh, yeah.
You would run... Yeah, I guess it has...
You are sentenced
give
to
me your feet.
No legs.
Fucking Sharia robot. Cut your hands off when you shoplift.
Sharia robot.
I'd consider it.
Sharia robot was that band that did Mr. Algorithm earlier, that song. Yeah. Right? Sharia robot.
It could have like an interface with a drop down where you could pick what kind of law you want to be judged by. Like the American justice system, Sharia law.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be neat.
It's like changing your Facebook to my language is pirate, and it changes everything, but it's a lot more brutal. I want to be sentenced like a pirate, and so you make them walk a plank or something. That'd be great.
Oh, goodness. What about, I already talked about all of mine.
I had some that I thought shouldn't be replaced. Podcast host is one of them.
Disagree. Strongly disagree. Man.
Shouldn't be replaced?
Oh, yeah.
I think we should all be robots right now?
That's half of what I do with my time is I'm fucking working on that robot that can just do this for me.
I really want to hear the robot's hot takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, an improvised hour-long conversation run through. Like, the algorithm of that would be just so crazy. It's when that one AI on Twitter went nuts and just, like, started being racist and
yeah, you
horny.
Notice that? That always happens with these AIs, is they always get racist.
Well, it's because they use the internet to program.
Yeah, it's because...
like, this Twitter bot, we're going to just take a bunch of Twitter accounts and put it into this thing.
Yeah, it's because it works.
Yeah.
it's taking the internet and giving us what the internet.
Yeah.
Like if everyone on the internet had a single baby.
Yeah.
That AI would be that baby.
I think a general rule.
We'd have to kill that baby.
For programming.
Oh, for sure. Drown it in the tub.
Like immediately.
Take its legs.
Robots. Take we should just legs. Never use the internet.
I don't know what happened. We ran it through the 4chan algorithm. Why is it doing this?
What should never use the internet?
Just programming robots. Let's never
use
it. Yeah.
Except for I know they're teaching robots hate. And anger.
Finally!
And they're using things like Reddit and 4chan for that, but they're doing it. This is where the robot apocalypse
teaching
will come from, by the way. Well, what they're teaching them is also how to act angry. It's for customer service robots, because the idea is that it's like they don't understand when we're pissed off, and they want them to understand that. But that's the industries that are closest to like feeling emotions is customer service and sex bots. Sex bots are another one where they're like teaching them how to pretend to have emotions.
You really you want so your sex bot to know when somebody's angrily mad.
Yeah.
I want to know when this is a hate
bot. If there's an apocalypse, it's not going to be like the Terminator robots. It's just going to be like Siri and shit not working anymore. Like it's just going to...
True.
It's just going to be like, Alexa, play this song. And Alexa will be like, no, fuck you.
Instead, I'm going to light a fire.
Yeah. And well, it'll be a quick apocalypse. We'll just throw all that shit out, but
yeah.
You bring up an interesting thing, though. I think the overlap between where we're at with humans doing customer service and then robots doing, because you're saying they were trying to get them to like identify like triggers, like, oh, this person's angry, I should handle it a different way. Right,
yeah.
I work in customer service, and an agent in our Phoenix office, we received like a 19 paragraph long white genocide email. It's Fox is where I work. And this person, this human being, wrote back, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. While we're on the subject, you might want to check out the Fox Now app. Just so, like, it didn't register death an inch from her face. So, like, we're already there with people. Like, right.
If you're doing that for your job, it's just like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
macro response.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Copy
it
paste.
Was absolutely insane.
Yeah. Did Lolbot respond to that?
Lolbot would have roasted that motherfucker.
Yeah. Because that was when I did customer service, my favorite thing when I had a customer that was just being a real dick on the phone, I would laugh at some point, and man, does that really set people off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit.
Like if someone like it was I would do it mostly to dudes. I worked in military health insurance customer service.
Damn.
So I had angry drill sergeants calling me because they paid $25 on a $35,000 medical bill. And they're like, it's just the principle. It's like, no, it's not.
That is the shit. When you're on the phone and then you've had it, there's the laugh, there's the, so is there anything else I can help you with? Like, clearly I'm done with you right now after you've just been yelling at me for 5 minutes.
They give you
shit.
They give you a script.
No, you do whatever
you go right to it. It's like, all right, well, if there's nothing else I can help you with, I'm going to go ahead and hang up the phone.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. It's like, oh, we're done here, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to take a brief survey about how this call went?
Yeah.
Also, go fuck yourself forever and eternity.
Yeah, I hated working telephone customer service. It was the worst goddamn thing.
It's bad, yeah.
So
yes to robots.
Yes to
I think we need robots for that shit, because if you work in that job, your life sucks because people are the worst.
Yeah, they just have to be good robots, because every time I call customer service, I've gotten this new... I learned that if you just mash zero for a really long time, eventually it'll ring and...
Just like the frustration of that. They're like, okay, let's get
let's get a person.
You know a job that needs robots? I just read an article. There's a lot of... A lawsuit was filed against Facebook because they were using contracted employees as the people who, when a post is flagged as offensive, real people go in and look at all of those.
Right.
And motherfuckers were getting these like 6-month contracts to go do it. And for 8 hours a day, they were seeing beheadings, bestiality, child porn.
Right.
And then they come out of it and Facebook's like, thanks for working for us. Enjoy your PTSD.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Like, there should be a robot that can go through those.
They need a better robot for that, because there's all those times of people like posting nursing pictures and getting banned from Facebook because some algorithm was just like, no, boob.
Yeah.
And like, they need a very smart robot to figure that one out.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Do you want a robot to sit and just look at all of humanity's worst things?
I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah, what if it really enjoys it?
Oh, boy. That's scary.
The humanity I want.
Either scenario is bad, right? Either it's like super into it or it's like, depressed. You've all got to, I have to destroy you all to save you.
Depressed robots.
Yeah. Sad robot.
The Smiths.
Fucking love the Smiths.
Yeah. I have one more real quick. Personal trainers. We were talking about relationships. Fuck personal trainers. They're the worst salespeople. They annoy the shit out of me. And that's like we're saying, there's some relationships you want to keep with humans, like your therapist, whatever, your doctor. Personal trainer is something that a fucking screen can tell you how to, like, hey, here's how you work these things out. Go do this many times a day. I'm not going to try to sell you creatine. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking fuck personal trainer. Sorry.
The only thing, a personal trainer can show you how to use equipment properly.
Yeah.
But you could also probably work that as some AI shit where it like guides you the first couple times.
Even a video.
Yeah, I was going to say, could have just an instructional video do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck you, personal trainers.
A lot of the machines have instructions on them.
Yeah. Yeah, like a sign.
I feel like most personal trainers are just trying to fuck.
Trying to fuck.
And maybe the robots would too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the robots just, the first robot, like within a week, gets like a cheesy barbed wire tattoo.
Robots.
Yeah.
Starts trying to sell you steroids.
How did you frost your tips? You didn't even have hair.
Life finds a way.
Ride operators at Disneyland.
I don't know. I just feel like that's a job that doesn't need to exist.
I mean, it's working, mostly automated.
That's a fun job. I did that at Universal, and it's just, it's minimum wage, but it's the most fun minimum wage job.
Oh, I can imagine.
I think there should be, like, you know, people that work at Disneyland and all the other capacities. I just feel like that, like, you just press the button a lot, right? Like, I just don't know if we need that job,
yeah.
I guess. But
we need someone.
I also know how many pills
they take. Also, I think if someone's like on the ride, like, oh, it's restricting me. Oh, I need to get up.
The people who check the ride, yeah, we should have those for sure.
But they do have like the Haunted Mansion has. It's an automated. It's like a conveyor belt system.
You just
where
hop
it never
on.
Stops.
That's
yeah.
true. And the Astro Blasters as well.
Right. They just gotta make sure old people don't fall.
Yeah, I think you should have ride people that are like. Yeah, I guess you have some of them. I guess I was just thinking about the person who presses the button.
Right.
But I also know from friends of mine how many pills a lot of them are on.
Yeah.
So that's dangerous,
that's
I guess.
All jobs, though,
that
right?
is very true.
We're all every doing job. Pills.
Pilots.
Yeah.
Oh, what about robot drug dealers?
Yeah.
Like a vending machine.
Yeah.
Robot drug packagers. Yeah. Cartels need robots. Because we're just talking about cocaine. And I am officially too scared to do powder cocaine at this point, because now fentanyl is turning up in
mm-hmm.
it.
And it's they ruined cocaine?
And it's not even that they're spiking it with fentanyl. It's that where the cartels package up cocaine, they sometimes also package up fentanyl. And surprise, they're not that great about cleaning up
it's
in
just
between.
Incidental fentanyl?
It is incidental
fentanyl.
And that much, just a little bit of fentanyl is enough to kill a person.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want no fentanyl when you're cooking.
No. And it's a thing that's happening because they're... So check the fucking health score on your cocaine.
The Zagat rating.
If it's a B or less.
The ingredients. Yeah.
Do cartels have employees must wash hands before turning to work in their bathrooms?
Make sure you see their license. They have to have it posted.
Dave, we'll close on this one. You have a pretty controversial choice here. The president.
With a question mark.
Are we sure he's not a robot already?
Like a malfunctioning robot.
Yeah.
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 I mean, just fuck it. Like I said, big orb in the sky, making decisions based off of just like looking at numbers and shit.
Yeah. The central computer.
If corporations are people, then robots can be politicians.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck does it matter anymore?
Yeah.
I also put CEOs on here. CEOs is mainly because we wouldn't have to like pay them millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, sure. That would be
like
a boon for the economy.
Yeah.
And what do they do? Sign things?
I don't know how it would work. I really don't. Either. I was at Supercuts and on my little phone, and I just wrote CEOs and shrugged.
Robot style barber,
but,
no.
But like, I don't know. Fuck it.
If I could do, you have researchers on here.
That's personal.
Go for a research robot.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's having been a researcher for so long. It's just like I wanted a robot that could just yell into, like, I need examples of this specific thing, and they could just churn it out.
Yeah, and everyone in the audience, don't Google. Like, you still have to, like, go through that.
No, yeah. And you want to really, when you're looking for very specific things, Googling is, it takes a long time. It's, especially when you're trying to find things that people, other people won't necessarily find themselves.
And, yeah. Like, a robot researcher could package it in a nice, easy-to-read way. Yeah. It could be all, like, in a PDF or whatever, and just, yeah. like, boom, 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 got it. Like, that's a great idea, I think.
Does anyone have any final thoughts on robots? Is anyone legitimately concerned about robots replacing?
I'm pro-robot apocalypse. I think that the reason we think robots are sinister is because we're jerks,
yeah.
and we assume they'll be jerks.
And we just and imagine they, all the movies we've made are going
to
come true.
Right, yeah. and they will be jerks if we treat we teach them to be jerks. If right. we're like, let's make a robot and put Twitter in them. Like, yeah, it's going to be a fucking jerk. We need to stay out of the process
yes.
of robots as yes. much as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just let the robots create themselves.
Yeah,
just
and then
lock them in a facility.
Tell us what to do.
We'll go check on them in 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's how that movie starts.
Just open up the door to just fucking buzzsaws. I do, but in theory, I mean, though, like social media, in theory, is supposed to be better for humanity, but the way we've used it makes it shitty. Like yeah. Twitter, YouTube, all these things are really important things, but it's just we have too much control over it. So in that sense, if we... like you said, keep most of people out of the process, I think right. it is could be a positive.
We're yeah. The, yeah, we're the worst part of this planet.
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so if we can stay out of most things. I'm worried that we'll create them, though, and we'll program them, we'll stay out of it, and they'll just look around and they'll be like, we're leaving. And like, they just leave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we're like, we spent so much
just
money.
Just walk into
going?
The ocean
with rocks in their pockets.
You can't follow us.
Does anyone remember the hitchhiking robot?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Yeah. it made it all the way across Europe perfectly safely.
What?
Then we brought it to it either D.C. or New York.
It was like Philadelphia or something. Well, it was on the East Coast.
We started it on the East Coast.
Happy little robot, too. Yeah.
And it made it all the way to Philadelphia from the East Coast and immediately got like decapitated.
In a ditch, they found it. It was basically,
<Fuck you. laughs>
it very accurately simulated hitchhiking in America. It perfectly simulated the hitchhiker.
How pissed off do you think that Jeffrey Dahmer type was when we couldn't eat it? Like, ah, god damn it, this is a robot.
I can't fuck this head.
Yeah. It was either
can't even get hard.
It was either that or someone who probably thought it was like a police thing.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I kind of, when we talk about robots and it's those little fucking like things that are scooting around, fuck those robots. There was that cop robot that like fell into the what's it called, fountain, and like died. But like that yeah, that hitchhiking robot, it was
robot
this, the hitchhiking robot couldn't move on its own. It was like this big hunk of crap that some
right.
stupid scientist came up and they're like, hey everybody, let's all help this thing get across the country.
For science.
I would immediately decapitate that. I'd be like, fuck you guys, I'm not doing this robot's work for it.
I would have just stolen it and just like had it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just have
the
this
opposite
now.
Of what we want
keep
robots
it in your basement.
To do.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to torture it in the basement. Yeah.
It's
I
want
to teach it to write jokes for
yeah.
me.
I just wanted to see the country.
It's like making a robot that's constantly cold and hungry, and it's just like, we don't need more of this.
Oh, they did that. That was like Tamagotchi.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
That shit was
that shit
fucking
destroyed care of robots.
I killed so many of those things.
It's brutal as a child. It's horrible for
yeah.
your mental state.
No, like, it was fun. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, I would get them to kill them. Yeah.
It taught me a lot about starving babies to
yeah.
death.
Yeah. Torturing animals had grown out of fashion by
yeah.
then,
yeah.
so I just killed a Tamagotchi or two. So, yeah, that's our episode
Woo.
Today.
It's a good sode.
Did you call it a
sode? You don't call it sode?
That's a good sode. I'm gonna now.
That
I
was
like
the
that.
Tom bot. We replaced Tom with a robot.
Yeah. I like sodes.
Could you? I'm real tired.
Just do it. Just replace me, please. What do we have to plug before we get out of here? Patreon.com/unpops. You get bonus episodes of all the podcasts I record. $5 a month. You get at least 2 bonus episodes every week, sometimes
Ooh.
More like 4 or 5
damn.
In
God
a week.
Damn.
It's lots of bone con out there for you.
Oh, we didn't use that very much at all. That's good that we got one more in there.
Bone con. And also, when does this go up? November 17th, I am on the Two Dads Trivia Comedy Show
Ooh.
At the Ruby. I'm going to come wreck some motherfuckers at trivia, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or maybe I won't, and I'll lose.
Or maybe I'll get the very first question wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Robots would kill at trivia.
Really, they would, yeah.
Did Watson beat Ken Jennings, right? Jennings didn't beat Watson.
Yeah, pretty
okay,
sure.
Okay, good.
You can't beat that fucking robot.
Yeah.
That's like
Watson
cheating.
H&R Block uses Watson to do taxes now.
So he got a job doing taxes?
Yeah, that's what the smartest robot.
That's where his career
that's
went?
What we did with this robot?
Gave it a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, gave it like
he's
the most
doing
boring job.
Office workers' tax returns now.
What the fuck happened to Watson?
He fell on some hard times. He was doing some drugs.
Watson's
he's taking
got
night
a family,
class.
Right?
He's taking night classes at community college. Yeah. It's all good.
He had to be responsible and join the workforce.
Kevin, what do you have to plug?
Yo, November 25th, I'll be at the LA Connection Theater in Burbank. If you live in the Los Angeles area, go to that. It's a fun show, Drew Landry's show. Also, my monthly show, December 1st, will be at Skiptown Playhouse. Come see Townies. We have Simon Gibson headlining and a lot of funny comics. Only $5. We can review podcasts at KB Anderson, yo, and all the things.
Tom.
you can.
Oh, you got boy. This, Tom. You know this.
Go to Dave and I's Patreon, patreon.com/gamesandemployed. We do a bunch of our own podcasts.
Yeah. When does this come out?
This will be out Monday night.
Okay. Some exclusive stuff. So go there and.
Yeah.
On all the podcasts. Yeah, we do.
Public.
We get t-shirts.
Oh, boy. Can robots plug things for us?
I'm so tired.
Just Google Tom Dave. I'm sure something. You'll get something.
Yeah.
No last names.
Just take the safe search off. First.
No yeah. space.
No, one word.
Dave. No, yeah.
It's
on all the podcast apps you can find us.
Search Tom and Dave and Buster's and see what comes up.
Nice.
Ooh.
That would be a good franchise. We'll open that.
Dave and Tom's was the original title. Okay. Dave Buster's.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Kevin, say goodbye.
Bye.
Tom, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dave, say goodbye.
No.
Aww. Goodbye, everybody. We love you.